Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, it's a big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Big show, the 3 o'clock hour from the Fan Toy Drive, 13th annual out on 6th and Rawson, Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek, and the whole panel, Leroy Butler, leaping into these studios with Carlson, Blau, and Clemens, 414-342-1000, where you get the injury settlement you deserve. That is Leap 36. I hear him in there. Before we get to the other dude with the long hair and the stupid laugh, Leroy, I want to hear first off from you your thoughts on a 31-13 Packers victory yesterday against the New York Football Giants.
Well, thanks, Billy. First of all, I'd like to say that I miss you. It's been over 3 or 4 days since I've seen you, so nice seeing you again.
Here's, you guys got a love affair going on.
Well, I love all my colleagues, men, women, and dogs. If you got pets, I love everybody. This is a given.
Pretty
season.
Gifted
That's
why animals,
we're
here. Yeah.
It's, again, here's my frustration with some of Packer Nation, not just a small minority, okay? For the people, because I was on this morning, our number one morning show. Steve, what's the show that I was
Chuck
on?
And Winkler.
Yeah, that show right there. And they seem to be measured in some of their excitement because the first question was about Kevin King. I get it. The second question was about the defense. Nothing about Aaron Rodgers, 4 touchdowns, nothing about Alan Lazard. Hey, listen, I get all of that. I just want people to do this. If you were upset that they got beat by 37-8, or whatever the score was, against San Francisco, and then they come in and beat a team they're supposed to beat by a large margin at some point, I know it was struggle there sooner or later, then you have to show some excitement when they win. But I think now we are so jaded by something. Now it's about style points. Well, guess what, people? We don't play in the BCS. I mean, the college, you got to beat teams by a certain margin. You got to win. November, Billy, is movement month. You have to make a move somewhere along the line. December, it's about seeding. Every game counts. Guess what? I got breaking news for you, Packer fans. You're going to play another rookie this week, Dwayne Haskins. He going to throw you some picks. Am I going to apologize for playing two rookies back-to-back, like Drake said? Meek Mill made a song together, Gary. No. It would have been devastating had you been, like Philly, who needs to win to keep up with Dallas and get beat by the Dolphins, who I think Muskego can probably beat the Dolphins. But let's get back on track. I'm happy they won. Do I want to nitpick? We have all.
Well, nobody say that you were.
Well, that's what you do, Gary.
Nobody say you were unhappy.
No,
that you won.
Wait till we take calls.
Who unhappy?
Wait till we take calls.
Of course, you happy that they won.
People gonna be upset that the Packers didn't win in 2005.
No, they're not. Nobody's upset.
They're not gonna talk about the 3 interceptions by Daniel Jones. They're gonna talk about the first downs that Daniel Jones got.
Nobody.
They're not going to talk about Kevin King's interception. They're going to talk about Kevin King's touchdown he gave up.
Nobody's saying that.
America,
you need to stop.
Let's stop this fool.
What social network? You on social network? You need to get off social network.
Everybody lost. Listen, San Francisco lost. Even y'all King, Tom Brady lost. Let's get back to reality. He everybody King because he the best. He's the GOAT. He the GOAT. K-A-N-G, Kane.
Oh, I thought it was K-A-N-E.
Both of those.
Sugar.
Hi, wherever you from. So, Billy, that's my opening And now I'm ready for these phone calls. We got full phone line. We got another 4 or 5 hours. I'm going to be here all day long. I gave Dennis Krause my time because I'm that kind of Christian young man, okay?
He didn't get your time.
Yeah, he did.
No, he did.
Because had I come in here, no one would listen to the guy.
Did you get lost driving here, by the way?
Steve, I can walk here, Steve. I got home field advantage.
Man. That's not what he's saying now.
Y'all left the same TV studios at the same time.
I'll repeat this. Because some people may miss it because they're not on the radio.com app.
Wendy's and got a birthday cake frosted.
That too.
Yeah.
See?
Because that's right over
birthday
here.
Cake.
I went home.
Oh, it's so good.
Hold on. He's trying to tell you what he did, Steve.
All right.
And I stretched it.
You went home?
Dennis is here. Because I have a sponsor.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
What's
Baby
that
Tom
mean?
Just gave you a sponsor.
What does that mean?
That I can afford to be late. You can't be late.
Okay. Well, guess what?
What?
I was late because of you.
Hey, hey. America,
how about that?
America, only believe me. Don't believe this guy. This is the Aaron Rodgers basher, Gary Ellison talker.
414-799-1250. Let's just take some phone calls.
You bash Aaron Rodgers, right?
Whatever you say, Leroy.
Somebody somewhere hit the hot button, man. This man is going to say humble. Thank you.
Somebody,
thank you.
Yeah.
So,
whatever you say.
Listen,
are you the Aaron Rodgers apologist? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think I'm the team apologist.
Oh, well, yes, you are.
That was on the team.
Yeah, yes, you are.
Because I remember when they were 6-9-1,
yeah.
Everybody Christmas, the last two Christmases, when Santa Claus tried to come down the chimney, everybody set fires because they were so upset.
Santa Claus. Who they set fire to?
They didn't want Santa to come down.
Nobody was set fire to Santa Claus.
We're not in the playoffs.
You need to stop. What are you
it's
doing?
It's over. Mike McCarthy ruined the team. Now you're 9-3, and I still hear the same old whining.
You need some cheese with that?
Come on, people.
You want some cheese?
Let's enjoy this win, man. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about
Devontae Adams' 2 touchdowns. I think you say he's supposed to get traded. I know y'all want to stick to this. 10 carries, 18 yards by Aaron Jones. But guess what?
What?
You got 3 rookies in that secondary. Damn it, I'm throwing it too.
Oh, you okay with the amount of carries Aaron Jones got?
He shouldn't have got none. They got 3 rookies in the secondary.
Oh, okay.
So if Aaron Rodgers sees something, throw the ball to the – see, I didn't think it was style points about getting touches. I thought it was about wins. But I'm not about this individual stuff.
Yeah.
Win the game.
Yeah.
Don't get caught up in this. You're going to get beat one day. You do that.
Okay.
Because I'm going to tell you something. Geis and Adrian Peterson are going to run this football down your throat.
Well, that's what they better do.
Okay.
That's the only way they can win.
And well, that's the only way they can stay close.
Right. That's the only way they can win.
So I just want to make sure we're back on track.
All right, Billy.
Now joining us out here at the 13th Annual Fan Toy Drive is Rami Makhlouf, former host of the Wendy's Big Show and now Score North. Hey, Rom.
What's going on?
Rami, we miss you, man.
You know what's the best part about that? I know exactly how Baby Tosh feels right now, trying to transition from that craziness into the next guest on the toy drive. I know exactly what – I know the mental gymnastics he was going through of how do I do this. And there's really – Billy, there's really no way, no smooth way to do it, my friend. That's all I can tell you.
Thanks.
There's really no smooth
– The physical gymnastics of me throwing up is more of the – that's the fun one to see, yeah.
I love that guy, man. Just as long as you two don't laugh at the same time, I'm fine. Just don't laugh at the same time.
That's cute. You, man, that's so good. You got to open the door up here. Is that kind of hot?
Yeah, it got hot.
Feel it. Okay.
What's up, boys? Good to be out here.
Wait. We're not paying you for this now.
No, I know. I'm good.
Right.
I'm out here on my own volition this time. I'm not on my own.
I don't know what that word means, but thank you. It sounds intelligent.
You did with the Minnesota guy smart, Leroy.
I'm going to go to my radio.com app. I'm going to rewind what he said, Steve. Yeah. I'm going to use that word.
Yeah.
So. No, you don't have to pay me. Like I said last year, this is my and every year that I was out here, this is my favorite thing and the thing I'm most proud of in my short so far radio career is what we did and what we built out here at the Toy Drive, boys. So I said I was going to try to make it out every year that I could. I thought it would have been really crappy to miss the first year after doing that. So here I am, guys. How we doing?
You know something?
Bring it back home, Steve.
Yeah. I just want to know your take because, I mean, you're a Vikings fan now, talking about those fools.
Well, that don't, he know, he's
not
a
Bears
fan, man.
What
are
you doing? Not a fan.
Not a Vikings fan.
Man got on a Mr. Biscuit jersey. America, you don't know this. He got all the Mitchell biscuits there.
Well, Leroy, they gave it to him for free. Of course, he's going to wear it.
Hey, I got mine with my Coles cash. They're getting them away.
So you were saying,
I'm just wondering. I mean, doing your shows at Score North in Minneapolis, what's their take on this Packers team? I mean, do they think this Packers team is that good, or are they confused as some other people?
I think that they feel like they're not totally sold on the Vikings yet, but they think the Packers are vulnerable. They don't think that the Packers are some sort of unbeatable or insurmountable team in the NFC North. They think that this is a two-horse race and a neck-and-neck two-horse race between those two teams.
Do they think they're as good as the Seahawks or the Niners or the Saints?
No.
So they have no Super Bowl aspirations per se, but they think they can win the division.
No, I think the NFC is wide open. I don't think there's a huge separation between those three teams that you just said and the next tier, which is probably the Packers and the Vikings and maybe the Cowboys.
No, definitely not the Cowboys or anybody else in that division. We've been talking about it nonstop, obviously, here on The Fan. It appears that the Packers aren't in the same boat with San Francisco. It appears they're not in the same boat with Seattle. Saints, not as sure of maybe about their defense, but definitely the first two, that those are going to be problems for this Packers team. The Vikings, they've already played once. I don't think there's a lot of trepidation necessarily about the Vikings. And now, the Packers could be in a very good scenario here where even if they lose that Vikings game, they might still be able to win this division.
Yeah, if the math works out, if they get the right help. But I think both teams, the Packers and the Vikings, you guys tell me if I'm wrong, are looking at each other the same way. They're not necessarily totally sold on what they've seen in their team, but they look at the other team as beatable and this division as winnable and the NFC as wide open. Yeah, the Seahawks and the Saints and the 49ers look like the three best teams on the football field, but they don't look like teams that you go into a playoff game and just go, no way we come out of this with a win. It's been a fun season, but the run probably ends here. I think that's how Packers and Vikings fans are probably looking at it at this point.
Here's the thing about the Vikings that we normally see in December. If Kirk Cousins isn't the guy, that remains to be seen because he has been playing better. But the health of the Packers is unprecedented. They have all of their guys available. So much so, Rami, Brian Bulaga played. And it was like he wasn't going to play. Billy, you remember they were going to move all these guys, shuffle these guys around. Okay, he played. But what Minnesota has been coming back to the pack is the one thing they always relied upon, defense. Their defense has not played up to normal standards. Xavier Rhodes, who I think is one of the best corners, I'd say at least top 10, he's like top 20 now. People are
not
targeting
even
him.
That guy's getting smoked left and right.
And it's a head-scratcher to know that, in December, the best defenses normally play well. And even your team, Chicago defense, hasn't played up to that particular level. But Minnesota, if you understand that, to be realistically, winning a division, whether you make it or not, you got to get in the playoff to help the fan base. Because missing the playoff at 8-3 would be catastrophic.
I don't think at this point they're really in too much danger of missing the
playoffs. Not at all. But the collapse would be if they lost three of the last four and get into a struggle to get in, which I don't think that'll happen. But I think it comes down to quarterback play and defense. If they play better there, they have no problem getting it.
See, I think the Vikings are an offensive football team now.
Yeah.
I've been talking about this the last few weeks on the air. I think their identity has flipped. I think that's an offensive.
Because of Kyle Rudolph. They kind of found him after that excuse.
Yeah, and their rookie tight end, Irv Smith, and they got weapons at wide receiver. Yeah. Dalvin Cook looks like maybe the best running back in football this year. Kirk Cousins is on.
He's sitting next to an Aaron Jones guy.
Don't
hit it, Steve. Don't do it. Don't do it. It ain't wait.
You would take Aaron Jones over Dalvin Cook?
No.
Okay.
No,
I'll
take Dalvin Cook.
Okay.
Can you believe he sold his boy out that quick?
Right away.
We don't have HR on the road. You can be honest. Are you kidding me?
I was kind of surprised you said that.
Shocked.
Yeah, I was.
Where's Will Fuente?
Maybe 5 weeks ago he probably would have said that.
No, I wouldn't have.
No, you're going to watch you blame it on somebody.
Dalvin Cook's played really well this year.
Yeah, but what about Aaron Jones?
He's not been as consistent. Now, you could say it's a quarterback. You could say it's the offensive line. You could say maybe he's just not as good as Dalvin Cook. Whichever way you want to look at it, that's fine. But, no, Dalvin Cook's a better running back as of right now until Aaron Jones shows consistency. Now, again, have I been following Dalvin Cook's every single game? No. But I bet you if we look at box scores, he's probably more consistent than Aaron Jones.
Why is he more consistent, you think?
He's getting more opportunities.
I was asking Steve that.
Oh, my bad.
Well, yeah, different Steve, quarterback. That's why I say. I mean, you're going to point at Rodgers and say, well, he doesn't get the same opportunities as Cook. But, again, there in Minnesota, remember now, Robbie will say the same thing, they fired an offensive coordinator because they didn't run the ball enough.
Do you think if he was in Minnesota's offense, Aaron Jones, he'd be just as good because of the opportunities he's gotten?
I don't know.
I don't think so, man. Dalvin Cook is
Dalvin
special.
Really, really good.
I tried to tell Gary and Steve that, and you.
I didn't know it until I saw it week to week. Dalvin Cook, when he's healthy,
amazing.
That dude is special.
Oh, like, no, I knew that.
He can,
Leroy and Terry, I told Leroy that.
He is impossible to bring to the ground. The week they played the Chiefs, he had 71 yards and 71 yards after contact. There wasn't one time that he didn't get touched before the line of
scrimmage.
And he just makes things happen on his own. If nothing's there, he makes it happen on his own.
He should have been a first-round draft pick. I don't know how he lasted that long.
He had a knee injury.
I want the Packers
to take. He has knee issues.
And he's had health issues since he got to the league. But when he's healthy, that dude is special.
There you go.
He's one of the top five backs in this league. Easy. And so, like I was saying, that's an offensive football team now. When the season started, and remember every year we used to talk about, look, we know Aaron Rodgers and the offense is going to give you a certain level of production. Yeah. Will the defense be good enough to complement that and win a Super Bowl? That was always the question.
Yes.
With the Vikings, the question was, can Kirk Cousins and the offense be good enough to complement that dominant Vikings defense? Now it's flipped. Now you're asking, can the defense be good enough to complement the offense? That their identity has completely flipped in Minnesota. It's a different football team.
They got to sign Trey Waynes back. I mean, where you go to Bradford?
He's getting toasted too.
I know, but they got to bring.
They got problems at cornerback.
They let Sindale go as safety. I mean, safety, but the other young man, 41, he filled in. But it is a two-team race. But down the stretch, you're going to see how the Packers are going to take advantage of these opportunities playing these two rookie quarterbacks. Because their room for error is lot larger. They can still lose a game or so once they get to 10 wins. And that's what I used to say in the locker room. We had this thing up. The interns used to put up, like, the first person to 10 wins. That sets it. And that was San Francisco. So now you got to say, okay, I wasn't the first person, maybe not even the second. But in this division, I got to get to 10 wins immediately because that puts pressure on everybody underneath me. I have 10 wins. That's a good case to win the division. After that, you know you're going to get a home, you know, playoff game. Other than that, you don't want to be on the road.
All right, he's Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, soon to be Pro Football Hall of Famer. Gary Ellerson here.
Are we
going to
make that happen this year?
Packer
and
Badger.
You know when it happens when you don't hear me on the big show. I'm just keeping it 100, man. Hey. I may move to Waukesha then, Gary.
He's going to be the NFL Network's Leroy Butler at that point, once he gets that gold jacket.
I hope Mitch ain't listening, but hey, man, it is what it is.
Can I ask you a question then?
Sure. You want to do it after the break?
Well, no, what's the difference between Oak Creek and Waukesha? Why don't you just stay right here in Oak Creek?
The people in Waukesha got great credit, Gary. They're all rich.
They got great credit out here. Look at all this stuff they're doing about here in Oak Creek,
The people in Oak Creek, we just keep it moving. That's why we got so many buildings up here.
Just keep it moving at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
There it is.
Look at this guy.
For the 13th annual WSSP Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robbins Nest Community Services, presented to you by Annex Wealth Management and Bayview Shade and Blind.
Bayview.
All this week at Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we'll be broadcasting live. 6th and Rawson.
Are we live?
Oak Creek. Well, I guess we could have. Hey, if you can't make it out here, please donate online at 105.7 FM.
Let's see what we look like.
TheFan.com. And coming up tomorrow night, we'll have Hot Stove Weekly. They debut. Tim Allen will be out here from 6 to 8 tomorrow night, along with former Brewers pitcher Paul Wagner. They'll be joined by Brewers bench coach Pat Murphy will be on the show, and Bruce Levine from The Score in Chicago will also be on the show.
Look at all these guests.
Coming up tomorrow night, 6 to 8, Paul Wagner, Tim Allen out here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet for the 13th annual WSSP Toy Drive. Coming up on the other side, Rami Makhlouf will fess up to his true thoughts at Kirk Cousins and that contract he signed next on The Fan.
You're listening to the Wendy's Big Show, broadcasting live from the 13th annual WSSP Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest Community Services, presented by Annex Wealth Management and Bayview Shade and Blind at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek on The Fan.
Wendy's Big Show, live from 6th and Ross in the Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek. It's the 13th annual Fan Charity Toy Drive benefiting Robin's Nest in Children's, Wisconsin. It's brought to you by Bayview Shade and Blind, along with Annex Wealth Management. Joining us out here inside our sunrooms is Rami Makhlouf, host now on Score North. Judd Zieglin, along with Phil Mackey, and now Rami Makhlouf. Two afternoons, and now he's kind enough to join us out here at the 13th annual Fan Toy Drive benefiting Children's Wisconsin. Yes, Steve Sparky Fife.
I just got to say something. First of all, I've never seen the inside of an actual semi before until just now.
Really?
A huge rig.
Welcome to the 21st century.
You've been inside a rig before? I haven't. No, I never have. So
Every human has.
You want to ask me if I've ever been inside a rig before?
Don't ask.
I'm sure you have. You've been through all these life experiences.
Well, no. One of the guys, my dad.
This man
never
got.
Yeah, my mom and David.
How many times have your mom dated, man? I'm putting that out there. Your mom could be listening on radio.
Yes, you know, I used to drive trucks. Yeah,
so you've been inside one?
I used to ride in the back of it.
Yeah, so Dawes contract just showed up.
Like in the trailer?
And I don't know.
The back part.
Oh, okay.
I got a bed. See the bed part in the back?
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if y'all can see all these brown boxes out here.
Yeah, we see them.
But those are all filled with toys. There's 3, 6, 9 of them.
Wow.
All filled up out there, dropped off by Dawes contract. A lot of toys, and they're challenging all trucking companies to try and match their efforts for the week of the toy drive here. So, again, thanks to Dawes contract. They listen every day, they say, to the big show.
Why did we get a picture with Dawes?
They busy.
They're over there.
What are you?
They just need a shout out. They don't need all.
Can they come over in so we can take a picture in front of the truck?
I did take a picture in front of the truck.
Oh, you did?
And in the truck.
Oh.
Steve is our corporate slash
what about,
guy, man.
Hey,
what
man,
about,
I got nice pants now.
What about Leroy?
I like that.
Leroy and I could have taken a picture over there with
us.
They didn't ask for you.
Did you say you got nice pants now?
Oh, I do. Look at
as opposed to what? What were you wearing before?
Like you. These
are brand new. These are brand new jeans, man. Look at those.
Rami.
They're soft?
Slim fit.
Steve is
stretchy denim.
You didn't
under boss. That means he's the boss and you ain't supposed to know it. Just don't know. Yeah, a few days during the week, Steve can tell us what to do. So he has to wear khakis all the time. And that's his great pair.
Yeah, my
and shoes with zippers, too.
Italian.
Wow.
Yeah, Italian shoes.
Look at you.
Got a little suede on them.
Now, wow. How we know they're Italian?
Because it says,
it's like
got a little Italian name inside.
Oh, I think he got them from the barbershop where I get my hair cut at.
Yeah, I didn't get them. They're a Christmas present. So maybe Kay did go to your barbershop again.
She probably got him $15 up.
Are those cowboy boots or are those just shoes? How high up they go?
No, Italian shoes.
Okay.
Hey, Will, come take a picture of these and put these on Twitter, man. People want to know what these shoes look like.
Hey.
Where's Will Fuentes? Ain't that his name?
Yes.
Yeah, he's working at getting the toys loaded in.
Who's the guy running around in his truck right here, Steve? You take a picture with him, too?
Yeah, no, I don't know who that is. Hey, Kirk Cousins, that contract he signed, fully guaranteed
this the last
contract
year, though, I think, Steve,
by the Vikings.
No, he has one more year.
Oh, he does have one more. Okay.
Okay, so when he signed it, I believe you were here. We all made fun of the contract.
3 years, $84 million.
I didn't.
Oh, I did.
Well,
I
just, we did.
Yeah. I said that's just market value. That doesn't make him a franchise quarterback. That's just market value.
Guaranteed money makes you a
first one to ever have it at that position.
Yeah.
Fully guaranteed for 3 years at a stupid amount of money.
Well, yeah.
To me, that sets a bar way higher than he needed to have that bar set for him. And anything short of going to the Super Bowl makes him a failure.
Now, I will say this.
Period. And your guys are back
to the picture. When he played in Washington, he was putting up numbers. Yeah, he was.
Not to that degree of that much money.
He was putting up numbers. He was the number one.
They thought
he was the number one free agent. Remember, he wanted to come out, but they franchised him.
Right.
He couldn't.
They held him hostage. Yeah.
They gave him like 20-some million. He still put up numbers with not great talent. But they're thinking, this is their thinking. I've been covering Minnesota and playing against them for a long time, Steve. They're thinking the missing piece with Zimmer is a quarterback because they never had a franchise type. Say you don't think he's a franchise type. I get that. But they got the best receivers, tandem, in the league.
Agreed. And division, for sure.
They got a tight end that people respect.
Yep.
And they had a defense. That's the missing piece. So they're thinking, now, these 3 years, we're telling the fan base, we're guaranteeing you we're going to challenge for a Super Bowl. One of these years, we're going to one.
They took a big swing at a Super Bowl. They thought they were a
quarterback. Same thing with Chicago taking Trubisky, moving up to two.
They thought they were a quarterback upgrade away from being
That's exactly what they thought.
And they did. This is the kind of move that Steve wants. For
sure.
His team.
Quarterback necessarily, but a big one. Khalil Mack, that's who I want.
Right, if you think
and
you're
we
close.
Couldn't get it done.
Right, if you think you're close, that's what they did.
Absolutely, right. That's exactly what they did.
And,
so,
and they overpaid. But
from a fan base standpoint, how was it prior to the year on Kirk Cousins and that deal to where it is now?
The Kirk Cousins experience is a roller coaster for Vikings fans.
Absolutely.
They love him when he's great and he's worth every penny, and they hate him when he's bad and it was a waste of money.
So like most quarterbacks.
A lot. Yeah, it's a lot like – but I think it's very polarizing with Kirk Cousins because a lot of people look at the contract the way you do and not at the way – I think the majority of people look at the contract the way you do and not at the way I look
at it. But that was a going rate for a quarterback,
it's just
though.
A going rate. That's how I look at it. And when you look at the landscape of quarterbacks in the next 5 years and what's about to happen to that position as the Tom Brady's, Drew Brees's, maybe Aaron Rodgers of the games and some of the other – Cam Newton. Some of the older guys are phased out.
No.
There's going to be a quarterback drought in this league. And if I'm the Vikings
no.
and I see Kirk Cousins doing what Kirk Cousins is doing right now, we're talking extension at the end of this season.
You know who else is about to get paid?
Who?
Tannehill.
Yep.
Mark my words.
Yeah.
He about to get paid.
Absolutely.
But I'm
because teams don't see better options out there.
But I think that Daniel Jones, I'm talking about young quarterback, looks really good. I was impressed with him up until the second half. He made some nice throws. Who's the kid from Buffalo?
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
Billy, I like Josh. I mean, that first time I really saw Buffalo was that over the week for Thanksgiving. He looks pretty good. I mean, there's a couple of young quarterbacks out here that I think that look really good.
That dude looks like a horse. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, literally.
Yeah, well, he's a big dude. He's like 6'6 or something like that. Yeah. That's a big dude.
Bay Touch, you look at that Kirk Cousins contract now. After we've seen what we've seen for the last year and a half, you like that contract for the Vikings?
Oh, I like it a lot for Kirk Cousins because what Rami just said is he's putting himself in position for an extension, too, and to stay in front of the market where you're going to get a new CBA coming in here in the next year and a half. So he's going to be able to capitalize on that. He really set a standard for guys that don't want to play. No one wants to play under the franchise tag, right, Gary Leroy? You guys can speak to that. Nobody wants to play under that franchise tag. But that's
Le'Veon Bell.
That's a guy that took it, said, I'm going to ball out and make myself a whole bunch of guaranteed money. He made just under $100 million, and he might even get more money coming up here after next year because, like Rami said, there just isn't that kind of quarterback play when you think you can go top 12 at the position across the NFL without rebuilding or trading up into the draft, into the top 10.
Even the people who aren't sold on Kirk Cousins, and this is what I ask anybody who doesn't like their quarterback, is find me a better option.
Yeah.
You can do that in Chicago.
Probably. But more times than not, you can't. And you're probably right about Chicago, but more times than not, you can't. And with Kirk Cousins right now, I don't think the Vikings can, in short order, find a suitable replacement for Kirk Cousins.
So he's going to get an extension making more than he's making now?
Probably around the same price. It won't be fully guaranteed. It'll be a 3 or 4 year deal with 2 or 3 of those guaranteed and probably around the same $30 million price range.
Here's what you ask yourself, Steve. If Tannehill's going to get that kind of money.
He's not going to get that kind of
money.
Stop.
Watch.
I mean, I understand he's playing well right now for Tennessee. I get it.
Forget Tannehill. In a few years.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers ain't going to be Aaron Rodgers anymore.
Right.
He already doesn't look like that dude.
Right.
It's going to be time to talk contract with him, and you're going to pay him top dollar.
You're going to get that kind of money.
To not be peak Aaron Rodgers.
Right, and that's my point. If Tannehill can get that kind, and we know what kind of quarterback he is, of course Kirk Cousins is going to get that kind of cash. It's just crazy.
If it were me, I would sign him to a 2-year extension now. If I'm the head coach who's a defensive-oriented guy, I'm not letting the one thing that assures me of a job is a quarterback, whether he plays good or bad. I have a quarterback that I know can get it done with the talent around him. He got the best running back, best dual wide receiver, a good tight end. I need to build the offensive line. The defense need to play better because that's on me as Zimmer. There's no way I'm changing it at that point. Now, if you're the Packers, you don't care whether or not they keep him or not. But if you're the Minnesota fan base, the one problem has held you back is quarterback. Why would you open that hole up and go find another free agent that tries to fit in with all the guys? It's just not worth it.
And I'm not even saying Kirk Cousins is a top 5 quarterback in this league.
He don't need to be.
He's not elite.
He don't need to be.
He's not.
He don't need to be elite with that kind of talent.
I'll tell you flat out, he's not, but he still gets top dollar because of the state of quarterback play in the NFL right now.
I don't think he's worth the money, but I do think Pella Windows and Doors are worth the money.
Well, they do all day long.
That was good.
Yeah, they are worth it. Well, he knows they're worth the money.
I just told you that.
Yeah.
Corporate, Pella Windows. Otherwise, this show will go off the rails without Steve.
I mean, it's all Baby Tosh, man.
Well, I mean, it is about Billy.
Baby Tosh, yeah.
You know, Billy has a good relationship with my good friend Gina Della. Oh, with Pella Windows and Doors.
And family.
Yeah, they go back a long way. Hey, Pella Windows and Doors can go back a long way with you guys, too, guys. I tell you what, they've got their new Experience Center out on Blue Mountain Road. in Brookfield.
Touch and feel.
Go see Touch and Feel. Your windows and doors.
Only the windows, yeah. Though, and the doors.
Yeah, the doors. I mean, you can go touch. Yeah, only that. Yeah. Go and yeah. You look at them, see what
it's
you got.
It's a family program.
I mean,
yeah, you should be.
Well, yeah, I mean, and, hey, if you're walking the door, you probably hear Gina Della. I mean, her voice is, you know.
And I know for a fact she loves me more than anybody.
Well, no.
Even when you're so right, Leroy.
Thank you. Thank you, Gina.
I mean, Gina's everywhere. I mean, she's even in the studio. I mean, you just heard Gina in the studio. I mean, she's everywhere. Guys, go check my good friends out today. Pillow Windows and Doors, which comes, like I said, they got the new Experience Center, guys. It's absolutely incredible. In Brookfield, Blue Mountain Road, where you go touch and see and feel all the latest windows and doors that they have, guys. And we talk about the variety of what they have out there. Not just one or two, but nine styles of windows to fit your particular taste. Luxurious wood to fiberglass and vinyl, guys. Financing options for every single budget. The best limited lifetime warranty on wood windows, guys. Go check them out today. Pillow Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Give them a phone call, 262-783-6600. 262-783-6600. Again, Gary, talk about visiting them. Let me give you the address. 19030 West Blue Mountain Road. That's in Brookfield. Just go over there and see what you're buying.
This is the Wendy's Big Show live from the 13th Annual Fan Toy Drive. Rom, you good to stay around one more, or you got to get out of here before the snow starts flying?
No, I'm here as long as you guys want.
Snow? Ain't no snow coming. Man.
Is there snow coming? I didn't think
up your way. Sorry. I hate to break it to you.
No, I'm not getting on the road until tomorrow.
Okay, good. All right, cool. So then you can stick by and hear about the newest Green Bay Packer that we'll have up next, Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
You're listening to the Wendy's Big Show, broadcasting live from the 13th Annual WSSP Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest Community Services, presented by Annex Wealth Management and Bayview Shade and Blind at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek, on The Fan.
Wendy's Big Show after the Packers get a win this weekend, 31-13. The news of the day, Mike Moustakas, 4 years, $64 million with the Cincinnati Reds. He will stay in the NL Central. He'll just be playing for the team, playing out in the Queen City, not in the Brew City. Joining us out here at 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek, Blaine's Farm and Fleet, is Rami Makhlouf, old host of the Wendy's Big Show. Said it was his favorite time of year, so he even took vacation days to be out here helping donate to the cause of Children's Hospital in Robin's Nest. So you should too. Rami, we're really glad to be here with you and just be able to hear your laugh once again. It's intoxicating, really.
Either that or you hate it, and it's the same thing in Minnesota.
We just don't laugh.
We do a bit on the afternoon show that I'm on where we read comments from our app, from the review, and we ask people your least favorite thing about the show, and at least half the answers are my laugh, Baby Tosh. At least half the time people are saying my laugh is their least favorite thing about the show.
I think they're Pomeranians.
It's just my laugh, man.
You're Pomeranians?
I can't help it. I'm sure you get the same thing.
Not the pitcher for the Brewers. This is, I think, some guy walked up in a
Pomeranian. Pomeranian.
Both of those. What? He got a bunch
him
of
too.
In the car, cuz.
Yeah, him too.
Yeah.
How many Pomeranians in there?
Just two, man.
No, man, it's like three, four of them in there, cuz.
Oh, three. I'm sorry.
Where, how many in there?
There's three.
You got three of them in there? Man, that's they can get them folks for something, can't they?
No, they're treating them good. Instead of having them on a leash, put them in the buggy.
What is even happening right now?
Do you say buggy or cart?
I say cart.
It's a buggy, cuz. the buggy with the horse. No, that's a cart.
My buggy or a Canada buggy? Was in town. You know what they call it there? It's a carriage.
A carriage?
A carriage.
That's with the horse, though.
No, that's what they call a shopping cart.
No, they don't.
In Canada, they carriage call it a carriage. No, for real.
You know, that's like a very – I thought about this about you. That's a very intriguing story.
Uh-oh.
That your people fled to
your
Canada.
People.
Billy, get ready with the dump button.
Your people?
Get ready just with hovering the dump
over
button.
It. Just hovering over
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
348.
Yeah.
Where's
yeah.
your people?
Yeah. they fled to Canada or no?
Canada?
Yeah.
I got a bunch
of people in Canada.
I do. I got a bunch of family in Canada.
Yeah.
They ain't fled. They just went there. What are you talking about?
They went there in search of the leaf, as you know, as many migrate due to, you know, other situations. They thought there was a much greener life up in Canada, understandably so. Could be in Michigan. Yeah. Could be after the year in Illinois. You know, you never really know.
That should be it.
Because, Rami, you're folks from Palestine, right?
Yes.
How do you get from Palestine to Canada? Because that's a long
plane.
Way.
Man,
plane.
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know. I don't even know how we got where we got. How do I know?
I mean, Is it Beaufort time?
No, it's supposed to. It was supposed to be hot time, yeah. But it doesn't really matter. Yeah, see, this is what it's supposed to be.
No, it's Beaufort time. Yeah,
no, for real. I'm for real, too.
What side of it? Is your mama's side?
My mom's side, yeah.
They all
actually, both.
Your dad got people there, too?
Yes.
Wow.
Why are you shocked, dude? Have Siri. She can help you with all of this.
No, man, but you got a whole family went to, like, they ain't going to Canada.
Not all of them. I got family
amazing.
Around here, too.
You get free health care up there.
But you sound like you got a bunch of
I do. I have, in Canada. Let's see. I have one aunt now. Couple aunts, couple uncles, cousins scattered about. Yeah,
what are they doing? What about in Canada?
Montreal and,
Montreal's
and
nice.
Outside of Toronto.
They speak French?
Oh, from the six.
The ones in Montreal do, yes. Just,
what?
Yeah.
What'd you call that?
Because
it's like French Canadian, I know that.
Yeah.
But what you call that though?
What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you
like
call that?
French Canadian? You know you have French Canadian.
You call them French Canadians.
French.
Unbelievable. This guy, man, I can't believe you went to Wisconsin. I can't believe it. I want to see your degree.
Thank you, baby Tosh. Thank you for answering that question.
I got you. Don't worry about it. I was wondering if I was hearing the same thing. I was just trying to make sure I was clued in.
Garrett thought just Drake is from that area. That's it.
No,
nobody else.
But Drake.
From the six, man. Is it Toronto?
Is he from Canada, though?
Drake is from Toronto, man. Yeah.
Oh, he's not American?
No.
Oh. I thought like he moved to Canada.
No, man. He's from there.
You can get there by playing here.
But his people, your folks moved to Canada, though, cuz.
Yes, that's
right. They ain't from Canada.
That's where they.
They still flew.
So they ain't French Canadian.
French Canadian Arabs.
Right, there it is.
Right.
Billy, you missed that.
You can say that, but Gary can't say that word, I guess.
Yeah,
Billy,
you missed that one.
Or Arab French Canadians. I don't know. What are the two?
Yeah, that's it. All three
are. I'm an Arab American, and you're an African American.
Hey, man, I hope the Secret Service ain't coming up here, man. Hey, we just joking. These are all jokes, America. We just having fun. That's all we're doing.
And so, what Steve is?
Well, he can do whatever the hell he wants to. I'm keeping it 100.
He beat me
Steve
to
can
it.
Do whatever he can do. That's why he ain't saying nothing.
Nope.
No struggle.
None.
No. I just work with three fools every day. At least one, that's me.
But yeah, you go ahead.
Should have just played all the Buffett music. Should have just kept it going. 13th annual toy drive out at Blaine's Farm and Fleet, 6th and Ross, Indian Oak Creek. Sorry, go ahead, Leap.
Now, I want to know about this returner, because they're still last in the league.
They got nothing in their
return yards. No, I think they got maybe three more yards, and the guy fumbled.
Yeah, now it's minus nine as they gain a whopping three yards. And actually, fun fact, that was the Packers' longest punt return of 2019, was the three-yard return that Tre'Mont Smith had and then fumbled out of bounds. So they pick up Tyler Irvin today off waivers from the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's a running back by trade, but the only stats he really has in the NFL are punt and kick return yards. So we'll see if that is the option now.
But didn't they say that about 27 when they brought him in? He was a return guy. I mean, I don't know if it's...
Well, he's been returning, just not with a whole lot of success.
Well, last year it was by committee. Again, Trevor Davis every day looking like a bad move. You didn't need to make that move. I mean, but again, you're 9-3, so there's no pressure to get anything out of the... But if I was the offensive coaches, I would be just like I would... Due to the punter. I need better field position going to December and January. If I can get 10, 11, 13, 12 yards anytime you catch the ball, I mean, you just make your offense go further. And that means longer drive. Now you see how Aaron Rodgers wants to throw deep all the time. It's just a lot going on. So I hope this is the guy. But coming from Jacksonville, I don't know how much.
Here's my thought on the return game. Right now, especially punt return, just don't screw it up. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Just don't screw it up. Because if you get a turnover at that juncture, again, that is a huge turnover on a punt return. Because when you think about it, your offense is coming on the field getting the ball back. Now, obviously, the field position is going to change. I don't care. Give me Mike Pryor. Just give me a guy that can, at this point, that just can catch the football and not turn it over. I'm not asking for much.
Well, they did try Shepard, and it didn't work out.
But I'm with you, Leroy. The Trevor Davis deal now is just luminal. I mean, that was probably, if you look at Gutekunst, right, that may be the worst deal that he's made since he's been in marriage.
Because I think that's the one that, out of every guy you let go,
not getting no help
hurt you. Now, the Randall Cobb thing is arguably, bad. I mean, Clay Matthews, no one.
Josh Jackson
pick
is up there too.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right.
But one thing I will say, though, that makes
about
the special
Josh
team,
Jackson?
No.
That's a bad pick?
Well, I don't even want to put him in the same category the guy I'm going to talk about, and that's Mason Crosby. Because well, no, kickers have been so pathetically bad this year. To have a guy can step up and make a 47-yarder in the snow after flying back and forth from his sister-in-law passing away at 30 years old from ovarian cancer, it's remarkable in itself and should be a story someday. But I remember when he missed five, Baby Tausch, and people were saying, let him go. This is the reason why they didn't. Because Tucker up in Baltimore, trust me, that guy's straight platinum. I mean, all pro.
Mm-hmm. Walk off.
I mean, the guy's in the Hall of Fame. Adam Vinatieri, who's a Vinatieri. Adam Vinatieri.
Him too.
Indianapolis. Yeah, him too.
Yeah.
You know, I want to disrespect nobody's family because the wrong name is still a family. Remember that.
What did
he's
just
not
say?
Had.
No idea.
Okay.
Well, if you say the right name, that's one family. You say the wrong name, that's another family. Right. Never mind. He's had a bad year. Block kicks. They lost a game like that. So to have a guy like Mason Crosby, to me, is unbelievable, Baby Todd. I can't speak enough about him, but maybe this returner is something they need down the stretch.
Hey, boo-boo.
All right, now we got to get back into the more important things here.
Now we can get back on
track. Now we can get back on track. Rom, so how are the Twin Cities treating you personally? Because we don't get to hear all of the adventures that Mad Rami takes around the Minneapolis area at this point in time.
Really good, man. Really, really good. Work has been great. It's fun. We're growing every day.
We want to hear the good stuff. That's not what I want to hear.
Stand-up's a grind.
That's what I want to hear.
It's starting all over. You're starting all over in a whole
new fan base.
You got to make people take notice of you all over again and climb the ladder.
Are they better there than the comics here?
I wouldn't say they're better. If you took the best of the best of Minneapolis and put them up against the best of the best of Milwaukee, they're probably about even. But
there you go. Why don't you make that a show at Summerfest this year?
There's a lot more of them out in Minneapolis than there is here. 50, 60 comics show up to an open mic.
Now, can you be more racially charged like you were on the show that was so funny there? I mean, do everybody laugh? Or do everybody take it so personal?
What, you think Minnesota's too woke?
I don't know. I just don't know.
No, too white is what he's saying. Too white, yes.
No, I think with comics, though, you got to give them a lot of thread to be themselves and not take it so personal.
No, the comedy scene is strong, and it's like I said, it's a grind because you're starting all over. It's a taller ladder to climb. So I'm still doing that. You know, personal life. I'm sure some people know this if you follow me on Twitter and whatnot. Yeah. Girlfriend's still back here helping her parents with their business. So
hey, boo boo.
What's up, girl?
You still got boo-boo hanging on, huh?
Yeah, she's coming back with me for the holidays, though. Other than that, I mean, you guys know me.
No wonder you look so happy.
I'm watching Netflix. Like,
and chilling.
Whether I'm in Milwaukee or I'm in Minnesota, my couch and my TV looks just about
good
the same.
You.
Well, yeah, Rami, you mentioned that, and you talked about chilling. Gary actually just learned what Netflix and chill was a couple of weeks ago from our friend David Bakhtiari.
You didn't know what that meant?
We got it on tape.
Man, but all this time you thought people were just talking about watching Netflix?
Yeah, that's what people do. That's what they do, don't they?
He doesn't even have a Netflix account. He's using mine.
No.
That's how you know that black people always do stuff wrong.
No, man. I actually am using Rami's Netflix
account. Get your own Netflix account. So you bootleg yours.
Yeah, man. I got Rami. Where we go, Rami?
Why are you putting all the business out there, man?
Here. Where we at, Rami?
We were in Arizona, man.
Yeah, I got Rami Netflix account.
Make sure I get it for you.
Okay. I got the number. I don't know how you do it.
Putting all the business out there.
I know our microphone's wrong. We good.
I got Rami Netflix account.
Yeah, he told Gary about Netflix and chill.
But the chill thing, Rami, dog, I didn't know what they were doing with that.
Because you're not a romantic person.
Brenda, you know what Netflix and chill is? No, see, she don't even know, so which is good. See, not a lot of folks don't know what that is.
That's not true.
I mean.
Do you know, Brenda? No, see?
You
she
just,
said no. Listen. She said no.
You just randomly asked somebody to help Sparky your
know?
Argument.
He, Sparky, now Sparky, no, I don't think
know?
He knew before.
Did you know before Gary?
Yeah.
You knew before me, Steve?
And I don't even watch Netflix.
He's got you a 14-year-old. No. Of course he knew what he was talking about.
Thank you.
I'm talking about Netflix.
Yeah, 14-year-old watching Dolomite.
Exactly.
What, a 17-year-old?
Huh? Thank
you have a 17-year-old, don't you? Brock?
Huh? Yeah, let me tell you the story.
You know he got a son.
I forgot to tell you that. Yeah,
courtesy of Netflix and chill.
Yeah, yeah right. Man. That's Lord true. Have mercy, cuz.
He forgot he had a son.
Hey, couple. I'm going to tell you. Let me just tell you this.
Black fathers are something that need to be revered in this world.
Yeah, they are. Steve, let me tell you this. I ain't never doing Black Friday ever again. Never.
I forgot to find out how it went.
Yeah, cuz never again. Folks
say
mad.
After the break.
People mad
say
out there, cuz. Folks are mad Black
save
Friday.
Lori's right. Save it for after the break. Save it. I want to hear this.
He's going to hold Netflix and shit, all that all came
Hold it.
Okay.
Because I got
to
hear
this. I got to stick around for this.
Yeah,
I don't even need to be on the air. If you guys want me to, fine, but I just want to stick around and hear Gary's Black Friday experience.
Gary's storytelling time.
Can't miss that. Right. Wendy's Big Show back after this from the 13th Annual Fan Toy Drive, benefiting Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest out in 6th and Ross and Blaine's Farm and Fleet in
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.